Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 31. And if you are a listener to my podcast prior to this episode, you will notice that there was a different flute arrangement. Normally, I do a much more simpler flute thing. But to tell you the truth, I was getting kind of bored with that. And I came up with this little riff last week. And I've just decided today, you know, let me try it out. It's my show. I can do whatever I want. Let me just try it out. If I make mistakes, who cares? It's a podcast. It's whatever. So we'll see when I get done towards the end when I do the flute again. Maybe I'll finish with a simpler one because maybe it might be at that point I might be like, oh man, do I have to play that riff again? I mean, you know. Not that I would dread playing that riff, but it's just, it is more complicated. And, you know, I'm a self-taught flautist. So that's that. Episode 31. Amazing that I've done 31 episodes already. Time is going so fast. And I've noticed almost every day, every week, I am finding out about more and more podcasts. It seems like so many people have podcasts, not just comedians. Alec Baldwin has a great podcast, by the way, called Here's the Thing, where he interviews amazing guests. He's a great interviewer. I just found that out this past week. But then there's all these other people that I've never heard of, some I've heard of. And I predict, actually, I don't predict. I actually believe that some scientists have already predicted, not myself, but some scientists have predicted that by the year 2027, 3 out of 5 people on planet Earth will have their own podcasts. That's right. Aborigines will have their own podcast. Aborigines in the bush. Aborigines. And then at that point, maybe we'll know that it'll be well-known fact that there are extraterrestrials visiting this planet and their life on other planets, and we'll have podcasts from extraterrestrials. Why not? And I'll have guests on. Maybe I'll be a guest on an extraterrestrial podcast. Alrighty. Okay. So let's get on with the podcast here. Let's not waste any more time. Not that I've been wasting time. It's a gorgeous, beautiful day. I'm doing this again on Sunday because I was busy yesterday. Usually, like I do it on Saturday afternoon, but do the podcast Saturday afternoon. But the last 2 weeks, Sunday afternoon. Gorgeous, beautiful Los Angeles day. However, allergies are acting up. It must be the pollen. I don't know. Something's going on. I have been messing around with carbs and sugar a little bit this week, so perhaps that has something to do with it. I'm, you know, in less than 4 weeks, I'm having my hip surgery. And this week, I'm going to wean myself off cigars, so I have a full 3 weeks of no cigar smoking. And then I'll go back to no sugaring, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be hard to have no vices for all these weeks. But and my idea of weaning myself off cigars is to smoke as many as I possibly can. Just cram as many cigars in my face because I'm going to miss my cigars. I love my cigars, but, you know, I figured at some point I was going to let them go anyway because I get tired of smelling like a cigar. And I think they kind of keep you isolated sometimes because, you know, if you got a cigar, you don't need any. If I got a cigar, I don't need anybody. I got me and my cigar. Just me and my cigar against the world. So I feel a little allergenic today, a little allergic. So, but I'm sure that will pass as everything else does around here in the world. And what's going on? The big news around the building here is not big news, but they're getting another apartment kind of in shape. The one that Gus used to live in, Gus, the former on-site manager who was rarely on site, his former apartment, they're fixing it up for the next person to actually take it over. And they've got the building has got this gentleman named Marvin. He's a manager of another building that the owners have. And he is sort of a handyman, a contractor type, jack of all trades, They'll send him in for plumbing, carpentry, electrical, carpeting, anything. You know, they'll send him in. And he's not exactly an expert, I don't think, in any of them. I don't know. One time in my apartment, he was going to spray some paint on the ceiling to fix this paint thing. And I think a professional would have covered everything in plastic and then probably gotten me out of there. But he instead covered just one section and then opened up the paint and like a scene out of a Jerry Lewis movie. He started spraying. It was like, hi! You know, like all over the place, like and onto my comforter. Oh, jeez, I put the paint on the comforter. Sorry, Mr. Allen. And so I don't exactly have a lot of confidence in him. He also is, at least with my experience, he was the kind of guy that would tell you he'll be there at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. And not only would he not call you by 2 o'clock, but he just might show up a Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. And you know, and I never appreciated that. He did it. We would always apologize for that, but after a while, it seemed kind of hollow. You know, if somebody keeps doing the same thing over and over, you know, how about a courtesy phone call? Hey, you're not coming at 2? Just tell me, okay, Mr. Jerry Lewis with the paint thing. But you know, he's okay. I get along with him when I see him, as long as he's not anywhere near my apartment. We're fine. Kind of a, I don't want to say uneventful week, that would be wrong, but just a few things going on. The supermarket that I go to, the one I go to the most, you know, where I'm kind of friendly with a lot of people that work there. I had an incident this past week that kind of bothered me. They have this manager who used to work there, and then they put him in another store. Now they brought him back. This guy, you know, he's got this kind of look on his face. He's kind of like he's got a big chip on his shoulder, right? Now, as a matter of fact, we'll just call him Chip. Hey, Chip. And, you know, I kind of reached out a little bit to him, and we started, conversing a little bit. But there's always, you know, when you talk to him, there's always like a moment in the conversation where you think it's just going to go, like he'll take something the wrong way. Like I asked him once if he was from L.A. You know what I mean? Are you from L.A.? I mean, I'm from New Jersey. L.A. encompasses the West, you know, the L.A., you know, the Valley, even all the way down to San Diego, as far as I'm concerned, whatever. And I asked him, you know, where was he from, L.A.? And he gave me this look like, L.A.? I'm from Northridge. I was just like, all right, excuse me, big deal. Yeah, Northridge. But what happened this past week is I was in the store, and I was looking for some Alka-Seltzer. I don't take Alka-Seltzer that often, but I had a little stomach thing last week. So I was looking for a little Alka-Seltzer, and I get into the medicine, you know, aisle there, and they have, Alka-Seltzer, you know, just everything but the regular Alka-Seltzer. They have Alka-Seltzer for colds, Alka-Seltzer for flus, Alka-Seltzers for vacations, Alka-Seltzers for Yom Kippur. I mean, Alka-Seltzers for Tuesdays. I mean, they just had every kind of Alka-Seltzer except the one I wanted, which was just the original plain Alka-Seltzer. So I saw one of the employees, who are all generally pretty good, and I said, do you know if they have the regular Alka-Seltzer? And she goes, well, let me call Chip, the manager. And so Chip comes by, but Chip, so I'm standing about, it's a quarter of the way down the aisle in front of where the Alka-Seltzers that are. And Chip comes, and he stands on the end of the aisle and just kind of peeks like he's hiding, and he looks at me. And I go, hey, Chip, do you have any Alka-Seltzer, regular Alka-Seltzer? And he's just shaking his head, no. And I go, okay, you know, all right. You know, it doesn't bother to come down. Doesn't, you know, he just says no and walks away. All right, Chip, thanks. I'm glad we had that encounter. This new guy comes by, brand new guy, and new manager or assistant manager. And I tell him what's going on. I go, I guess you guys don't carry Alka-Seltzer the regular. He goes, I don't know. Let me look. And lo and behold, he found it. It was like in a different part. It wasn't with all the other Alka-Seltzers, and he found it. And I thought, I mean, should I say something to Chip? You know, but if I do, he's just going to get like all defensive, like, hey, you know, it's not my job. Like, it's not your job. You know, they have a mission statement on the wall by the manager station there that talks about, that says something like, a mission statement, to make your shopping experience incomparable with any other place. You know, it's basically that you would never want to go anywhere else because you are so, so happy. And I thought about telling Chip to maybe look at that. But I get the feeling he doesn't care. And he's a guy that probably, you know, he's just got a job. He's doing a job. He doesn't like the job, I'm assuming. And he doesn't care to put anything more into it. And fine. More power to you, Chip. More power to you, Mr. Chip. Mr. Chipperoonie. Mr. Chipaholic. Mr. Chipotle. Chipoodle. All right. Enough of that. Enough of that. Enough of that. So, what else? Oh, you know what? You know what? There's an expression that I don't quite understand that people say very often when something bad happens. They'll say, everything happens for a reason. You know, you heard that phrase? Everything happens for a reason. And I just wish that we knew the reason. I mean, I sound like Seinfeld when I said that. Why don't we know the reason? But I mean, it would be nice, like, you know, like say you lost your job, you know, and you go, and then you think to yourself, well, why, you know, what's the reason I lost my job? And a voice from the universe would tell you, you lost your job because you suck at that job. You know, and then you'd know. You'd know. And then you could argue with the voice. Yeah, but I thought that, you know, when one door closes, three more open. And they say, yeah, but in your case, two of those doors lead to the penitentiary. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. So I've been listening to a lot of these, a couple different stations that have a lot of these conspiracy theory programs. You know, now okay, I'm not a conspiracy theory. Now, I do believe in some conspiracies, like for example, the JFK assassination. The JFK assassination. I believe, you know, that there was some other factions involved besides Oswald. I mean, obviously he was involved, you know, but I just think that, you know, I've read a lot about it, and I've read about him, and it just seems to be so many unanswered questions. You know, I know there's a popular, it's come kind of full circle where a lot of people think that, no, he was the lone gunman. And it's possible. I'm not saying that he wasn't, but I don't think so. And I love that old footage of him. You know, when they got him, they apprehend him, and he's got that puffy eye and the split lip, you know, and they're dragging him around. And he was so polite, you know. I don't know if it was bad times or if he's from Texas. You know, because around, did you shoot the president? Oh, no, sir, I did not. No, sir, I did not shoot anybody. I did not. No, sir. So polite. I think assassins were more polite then. If he was polite in 1963, what was, maybe John Wilkes Booth might have been really polite, you know, back in it, because that would have been like 100 years before. John Wilkes Booth would have been like, you know, excuse me, Mr. President, I'm about to shoot you in the head, if you don't mind. I know you're watching the play, and would you like to see any more of the play? I can wait, I can shoot you now, or I can shoot you later if you want to, you know, we can, or, you know, or we can go out and get some coffee, I could shoot you during the coffee, you know, I know that's kind of crazy, but my point is, talking about conspiracies, that some of these shows that I'm listening to have some very, very wacky ideas. Like, I was listening to one where this guy was saying that certain people, famous people, were actually the same people. Like, so, okay, I'll give you an example. This guy claims that Walt Disney, the famous Walt Disney, the creator of Mickey Mouse and Donald... Did he do Donald Duck? Yeah, I think so. Okay. Walt Disney, he said, was also Adolf Hitler. Now, that is amazing. And there's people who believe this. And he says, look how much they look alike. You know what? There's a kind of a resemblance to a small degree, just like there's kind of a resemblance. There's about, like, what, 6 to 8 different types of faces in the world. So there's going to be a resemblance. But what is he saying? That Walt was in Burbank, California, you know, drawing Mickey Mouse, and then he would, you know, leave on weekends and then comb his hair over his, give himself some bangs and then put on a fake square mustache and go Sieg Heil. And, you know, I mean, and then he would come back during the week and sometimes he would, you know, get confused and he would have meetings and go, would start singing, "When you wish upon a Jew, oh, excuse me, I made a mistake." That is just a crazy, crazy, and it just, to think that people believe that, you know. I'm not even going to say that could be true because that just sounds so ridiculous. And then another one is that Paul McCartney the original Paul McCartney really did die, like in 1965, and was replaced by a clone. That they had this clone technology and replaced by a clone. And the Paul McCartney that we know today is a clone. And, well, it's interesting. The music did change with the Beatles from 65 onward. Could Paul have been a clone? I don't know. I think that's a very, very, another far-fetched thing. And then there's the thing about Bush, George Bush Sr. George Bush Sr. actually being a reptile, that there's been people who have actually witnessed him. And also the royal family they're all reptiles and they can morph into reptiles, and the royal family does reptile rituals in the palace. They do the reptile dance, and and there's people that claim to have known someone. It's just like the old Richard Gere thing with the gerbil up his rectum. Every gay guy knows somebody that knew somebody that was in the emergency room that night. So I don't think George Bush is a reptile, and I don't think Richard Gere ever had a gerbil anywhere near him. All right. Okay. This podcast is moving along. Again, I don't know what's going on here. Feeling a little bit like, what the hell am I talking about? I don't know. Let's see here. I guess... I don't know. You know what? Here's another thing that kind of bugs me. People who, like on Facebook, who post inspirational quotes a little too much make me suspicious. People that have all these different quotes from great people very often are falling very short of achievement in their own lives. Now, I don't mean this as a criticism. I guess I do mean it as a criticism. It's just that, you know what? You know what? That's great. You know what? I guess what I'm saying is, if you're going to post some inspirational quotes, then take some action into that inspiration, and then tell me how you did. You know, I mean, you know, so, you know, just don't keep posting different things, and then your life just keeps going on the same way. I don't think any of this is funny. I'm getting scared. I'm getting scared that this could be one of my worst podcasts ever. Oh, no. Okay, last but not least, the last thing that kind of ticks me off are people that let their little kids do their outgoing messages. You know, you call them on their voicemail and it's like, just, you know, stop. Not, you know, folks, not everybody thinks your kids are cute. And if I'm calling your voicemail... You know, I want it to be, you know, just a kind of short thing, and then I can leave my own voicemail. So, just keep it real. All right. I'm, you know what? I surrender. I surrender to this podcast. I didn't have all that much. One last thing. This past week, I met another customer service rep on the phone, a very nice girl in the Philippines, and we had a very nice conversation. And she actually emailed me. We were trying to find me on Facebook. She said my link didn't work, but she could find my email on my website. And I don't know if we're going to continue to email each other. I sent her a couple emails, and I haven't heard back. We'll see. I don't know if I have anything. I have nothing funny to say about that. Oh, man. Okay. So I think it's the allergy getting to me. Anyway, that's it. That's episode 31. Could be the worst podcast I've ever done, except for maybe the first one. Or it could be one of the better ones. I never know. Like last week I thought wasn't that good, and I got a reaction from somebody who said it was killer. Okay. So, again, I want to thank everybody who's listening to my podcast. And, tell your friends if you want. If you know a good network that's up and running, that needs a podcast, and it's got a good marketing plan, put in a good word for me. As my time is getting closer to my hip surgery, I will keep you all informed and posted. And that's that. So until next time, this has been Al Berman. This is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.